Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, the union of Mitzvah Spirchas Kohanim, based on the Torah Remain of Rabbeinu. Akoin Amuflag Amuflag Arav Manzitzal. The Tur and Orachayim B'sim Kuf Chofches writes, Kokoin Shembo Echad Meadvorim Amakvim Tzorch Lisa Kapov. Menu Noiso Ever B'Shalish Ese. Kosavarcho Amor Lehem B'Samu Es Shemi. Wishabi Beis Hakanesis Kishavre Koyre Koyanim. Uxiv Amor Lehem. ותגמין הקדיים הוא להם. אבל אם אינו אישם, אינו יויבר. חוסף הרב, שאם אין שם אלא אחד, אינו עבד, ילפינו להם אמור להם דמש מדווקא לרבי, ואינו נראה. ולהם על ארון ובן אוף קוי, פרש אמור להם לכל אחד ואחד מהם. The Torah says that any coin who doesn't have anything that's ma'akiv him, in doing so, any psul, so he has to duchen, and if he doesn't, he's over on three assays, kos sevarchu, amor lahem, v'samu es shmi, all commandments of the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people, provided that he's in the shul when Kohanim is called out, says amor lahem, kadyem l'hom, when they call out Kohanim. But if he's not there, he's not over. And also, if there's only one person there, one kohen, he's not over, because there's amor lahem, plural. And the Torah disagrees with that opinion. And he says, no, it doesn't appear to me, because lahem is referring to Aaron and his children. Amor lahem l'kol echad v'echad me'im. So really, only, even if there's only one kohen, he's also over. עד כאן מדברי קודשו של הטור. נבייס יוסף, he brings קשה and the tour, that's להדיה לגמור and סויד על המתחס, cited by the tour himself. אמר רבי נקטינו לשניים, קורא כאן לכן אין הקורא, מה אתם אמרו להם לשניים? להדיה כדברי הרב, it was רבינו פרץ. That the Torah brings, the Torah rejects that. The Torah says, no, 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 no. Even one, you're over. Even one coin. And when it says, Amor Lahem, it means to each and every one of them. Apitom, the Gemara says, not like the Torah. And the Torah himself brings the Gemara. The Kasha and the Torah. So Beis Yosef is Metarets. They didn't know this is what we dash in the Gemara. Nevertheless, Lahem still means Kipshuto La'aron Ubanov. And Amor Lahem is L'kol Echad. So the Mashmos, it doesn't go out of its Pashat Mashmos. Right, there's a Drush in the Gemara of two. But still in Pashtus it means even one. It's referring to Aaron Ubanov. Nebeis Yosef in the back right, that even though Al-Kapana we see in the Gemara that you only call Kohanim when they're two, and if you don't call, you're not over, like the Torah writes. So how do we have the opinion of the Torah? How is there a scenario where even one person's going to be over? Because the Torah holds that even though if there's only one Kohen, you don't have to call. Nevertheless, if you did call and he doesn't go up, then he's over Eladas HaTur. So Menachinami, you're only calling if there are two. The Shnaim Kori Kahanim Lechareinu Kori. Because Amor Lahem L'Shnaim. But if there's one and you call, according to the Torah, you're also over. Because Amor Lahem also means Kipshuta, tell them the sons of Aaron. So you're also over if it's one. Even though you only call in principle if there are two, but even if there's only one, if you call, the coin's over if he doesn't He doesn't bless the Jewish people. The Taz says this doesn't make sense because it comes out according to what we're saying, according to Beis Yosef, that when the Torah says the mashmos of the pasuk is that it's referring to Aaron and Banav, even one, each and every one of them. The pasuk is essentially telling you what not to do because you don't call one. And the pasuk doesn't do that. The pasuk doesn't tell you. What you're not supposed to be doing. As the pasuk doesn't tell you to do what you're not supposed to be doing. That's what it comes out. It comes out that you're not supposed to call one. But if you do call one and he doesn't bless, then he's being over the yisur in the pasuk. It's not the derech of the pasuk. Tell you, you're not supposed to do X and. But if you do X, it counts and the coin's over. And you're not supposed to call out Kohen if there's only one. But if you call out and he doesn't respond, then he's over. The law. It's not the way the Torah works. He's arrived from the Gemara. Morlam means. The Yisrael has to read out the bracha. And the Torah brings in the name of the Rab, again, against Rabbeinu Peretz, that for a Kohen Yachid, you don't have to read, you don't have to call out to him, Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, since it's derived from Amor Lahem. So Lahem is plural. And the Torah argues. And he says, no, even one. The Mor Lahem is referring to Aaron Abanav, even the Yechidim. Now this inyan of to be Makri the Kohanim, say Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, is not mi mashmos dikra, that's not the mashmos of the Pasuk, the meaning of the Pasuk, like calling out Kohanim is. The Drasha. And the Drasha is two. How can it be that it's referring to one? We talk about the mashmos of the pasuk, call out koyhanim. They should bless. So that could be referring to one, as the Torah says. But here it's a, because that's the mashmos of the pasuk. But here we're to drasha, to call out yivrech Hashem v'yishmerech. In the Gemara Darshins, it's only two. Also, be'ikar divrei Beis Yosef. Another kasha, the Taz. If you're not supposed to call when there's only one coin, if you did, why should he be over if he doesn't listen? You weren't supposed to do that in the first place. We have a lot of issues here. Be'ikar divrei atur. That Amor Lahem means Aaron Ubanov, each one individually. It's hard to understand. The Gemara Seid Lam Echad Samit Beis, we see that a coin shall nose as kap of oiver be'esi shall Amor Lahem. A coin who doesn't tuchen is over an Amor Lahem. So you see that Amor Lahem is referring to the Kohanim. They should bless the Jewish people. Amor Lahem. Tell them to bless, and if they don't, they're over an essay. It's not referring to Moshe. To tell the parasha Aaron Ubanav. So where do you have the Pashtus HaPasuk that it's referring to Moshe? And not referring to the Kohanim to say to the Jewish people. Amor Lahem is the Kohanim to the Jewish people, not Moshe to Aaron Ubanav, like the Torah wants to say. Also, we dash into the Gemara and start the Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Amor Lahem Rukar Panim Keneged Panim. Kadam Armel Achaveroi. We also require Kol Ram So Nachama, we see it's talking about the Berachos Kohanim Yisrael, and not an Amiras Moshe L'Aaron Abanim. So how could the Torah say it's talking about Amiras Moshe? And without this, it's very difficult to understand. If Amor Lahem is referring to the bracha, the Kohanim to the Jewish people, we said, what does Amor Lahem mean? And if a Kohen isn't Nosei as Kapov, he's over Basay. What does it mean a Kohen ain't Nosei? Because it says Amor Lahem. That means Amor Lahem is talking to the Kohanim. It's telling the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. It's referring to the Kohanim. Amor Lahem, tell the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. So on one hand, we have a Amor Lahem that the Kohanim have to say the bracha to the Jewish people. We also darshan they have to say b'kol ram. We also darshan that it's panim keneged panim. And mitzad sheni we darshan that there's only a mitzvah when the Yisrael tells the Kohanim to say the bracha, like the Torah brings and he brings in the Targum. For who she ever base kinesis kishikolei Kohanim l'chsiv Amor Lahem u'metargeminan. When they're told. So how does that shtim with the Jerushas that it's talking about Amiras Kohanim Yisrael? Is it Amiras Kohanim Yisrael or is it Amiras Yisrael Kohanim to bless? What's the Amor Lahem? Is it the Kohanim speaking to the Jews or the Yisraelim telling the Kohanim to bless? It's discussed by the Taz and Siv Katan Gimel Prichod and Siv Katan Beis. How do we dash in a Amor Lahem that they are told to duchen? Umitzat sheni, a Amor Lahem is an essay for Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. So we have the drushes of Kol Ram and Panim Peneged Panim, which is the Kohanim blessing us. We also have Amor Lahem, that we're talking to them, it's the Yisrael to the Kohanim. And then we also have Amor Lahem that they have to bless us. So if it's going on the Kohanim, then it's going on the Kohanim. It can't be going on the Kohanim and the Yisrael. So the confusion here is, who's the Amor Lahem? We have indications that Amor Lahem is Yisrael to the Kohanim. And they're telling them that they're telling Kohanim to bless us. And then we have other indications that it's talking to the Kohanim, that they're obligated to bless us. And there has to be Panim Peneged Panim in the B'kol Ram. We'd like to understand what this Amor Lahem is telling us, Bechah. Now the Torah writes, you're not nice as Kapov, you're over on three essays. Kosse brachum war lam sam wo schmitz in gmar min in sait in lam khasen bez mach na men ralf ein sham di we shuv in lebi be sil shkas mit be ram so fer stfila ko koyen che in oile le duch in afa bi shabito mit se se achas hare ze koy ver al gimel es in koyen it doesn't know le duch and even though it's mevata one mit se se it's like being over in three essays so you see it's only one mit se se for it's against the gemara ramam says so himself it's koy ver al gimel es but it's only one mit se se The Gemara says three mitzvah essays. So the Beis Yosef writes the reason of the Rambam is because the only Lashon Sibui is Kosev Aruch Hu. That's what you're over. Another Rabbi Shimon Levi says you're over on a lav, that you're over. It's lav dafka. It's ki over. Not that your mom is that you're over. It's like you're over. It still doesn't make sense. Manushach. The only Tzibui is Kosev Aruch Hu. So what's the three? And if the three, then how can you say it's one? So which one is it? אז נראה לבאר כך. שאומנם ציווי אחד ומצוות עשה אחת נאמרה בפרשה. It says Kosev Aruch Hu. Kosev Aruch Hu is one ציווי, one מצוות עשה. When it says אמור להם, ושמו השמיע בני ישראל, we see, as we're going to hopefully explain, That this mitzvah essay is composed of three inyanim and kiyumim, shua inyan shel kosev aruchu, v'inyan shel amor lahem, v'inyan shel v'sam bo shemi. She'emru kulam klape gedra atzivu shel kosev aruchu. Notice we have the tzivu, we call it tzivu, we call it kosev aruchu. And then within that, it's comprised of three parts. Kosev aruchu, amor lahem, v'sam bo shemi. And then when you complete all of them, you have the mitzvah essay of kosev aruchu. And because of that, mitzad echad, the Rambam writes, you're only about the one mitzvah essay. Mitzad sheni, it's like you're over on three mitzvah essays, because if you're not mekayem the one mitzvah, it's the bitul of all three inyanim. Because of this, it's ki oiver, not oiver mamish. And it's like the inyan of tefillin shebiyah and tefillin shel rosh, the Rambam writes, say for a mitzvah essay, yud alef yud beis, that they're two mitzvah essays, they're not ma'akev each other. But if they would be ma'akev each other, even though they're two chalokim nifradim, they'd be one mitzvah essay. And here also, since It's ma'akev that they have all three parts of the mitzvah, even though they're three in yanim, and therefore it's considered three mitzvahs. Nevertheless, it's one mitzvah essay. We find by tefillin that if tefillin are not ma'akev, so there's two mitzvah essays, but if they'd be ma'akev, they'd be two parts of one mitzvah essay. You're also, there's an ikuv of all these three parts, and therefore, they're like three mitzvahs, one mitzvah essay, but it's like three. Because they're three parts of one. So what are the three inyanim of this mitzvah essay? So number one, the chiv of the kohanim levarich b'maisei bracha shel kohanim es Yisrael. Kosev aruchu. Number two, amor lahem. Then Okesha shall bracha obeim kohanim liyisrael and biyis kohen mevarach es Yisrael biyisrael mizvarach mimenu. Number one, the chiv kohanim to bless. And with the maisa bracha, kohanim have to bless the Jewish people called sevarach. Number two, amor lahem. There's a kesha shall bracha between the kohanim and the Yisrael because the kohanim are blessing the Jewish people and the Jewish people being blessed from him. And that is a mitzvah in the mitzius ham maisa shall kesha shall mevarach umizbarach. Between the Jewish people and the Kohanim, number three, some will shmiya b'nei Yisrael v'nei avarachim. The Gemara in Sotah 38b, Amar Yehoshua ben Levi, Anshe Kadosh Baruch Hu misav lebrachos Kohanim shenemar, some will shmiya b'nei Yisrael v'nei avarachim. In other words, with brachos Kohanim, there's a bracha from Hashem. Hashem is misav lebrachos Kohanim. Zemuvur lahedi b'chul and daf memtes amar aleph. Tanya Rekiva Omer, lemadnu bracha liYisrael. Nipi gvura lo shemanu. Shomer v'ani avarchem aviomer kohanim avarchem liyisrael b'kadosh baruch hu maskim al yodim. V'ain shem od esug v'di rabbi shema l'amadu baruch liyisrael mipi kohanim baruch l'kohanim v'atzman. Lo shemanu. Shomer b'nei avarchem, avarchem kohanim, avarchem l'Yisrael, v'kodesh baruch hu mevarach l'kohanim. V'yein shem etoisi ramas, v'kodesh baruch hu shkotsev delari lo atzarech kra, lacha d'pshish le'masim, kevin shetziv lam levarich. What do we have over here? We have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesaba LeBrichos Koyhanim. Because with the Brichos Koyhanim comes a bracha from Hashem. Hashem is Mesaba LeBrichos Koyhanim that he should be able to bless the Jewish people like we see Lehejim and Chul and Memtes. Rabbi Akiva says we learn a bracha to the Jewish people from the Koyhanim. What about from Hashem? Vani Avarche means that the Koyhanim bless the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim. Rabbi Yishmael says that there's a bracha for the Jewish people from the Koyhanim, and the bracha of the Kohanim themselves we don't find. But Ne'avarche means that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, Kodesh Baruch Hu bless the Kohanim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim, that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kodesh Baruch Hu is blessing the Kohanim. And Tosis writes that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a pasuk that Hashem is maskim. Of course Hashem is maskim to the bracha the Kohanim give the Jewish people. What's Rabbi Akiva arguing? He says you need a pasuk for that. The answer is according to Rabbi Yishmael, the bracha is of Kohanim Basar Basar V'dam. Elisha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yodim. So of course Rabbi Shmuel holds that God agrees, because the bracha is that of Kohanim. But Rabbi Akiva learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is blessing the Jewish people brachas Kohanim. And that's a completely different bracha. It's the bracha of Hashem himself. So who's blessing? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohanim are blessing. According to Rabbi Akiva, God is blessing. And so writes Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla. That was not only Birchas Koyhanim, with Birchas Koyhanim is a bracha meis Hashem. Because Baruch was misavim, he times the Birchas Koyhanim so he could bless the Jewish people. And the mail included the mitzvah of Koyhanim is that they should be poil, that there should be a bracha of Hashem, a idea Birchasim. And the kiyum of Birchas Koyhanim, and the Kesher Bracha Ben Kohanim Yisrael Vashvei Brachas Hashem Adi Brachas Kohanim, that's the Shleimus of the Mitzvah. So you have three Zachim, you have three Inyonim in Brachas Kohanim. Number one, the Bracha of the Kohanim themselves. That's the first thing we saw. Amor Lam. Nakos Baruch Hu. Then you have Amor Lam. That's the kesher between the Kohanim and the Jewish people. And then the third thing is Veni Avarchem. Some say, Veni Avarchem, God is blessing us. So you have the Mitzvah of Birch Kohanim, which is comprised of three parts. Okay, so that is the first stage in this incredible journey that we're going to go through to learn about Birch Kohanim. And this is like super duper exciting. Hopefully, we're going to continue, and we're going to see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. Please stay tuned. Thank you. Shalom. Shalom. We shall continue.